When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. 5 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, Old School. We are live in effect up here at Blur Tailgate at the Hilton. It's about in the corner of 12th and Cass. We're going to be on air until 6 p.m. The doors here open at 10:30 in the morning, go all the way to midnight. The 12th annual tailgate, all-inclusive bar and buffet, 18 TVs with the baseball game about to come on. Multiple seating options, including a hammock. You can buy tickets at the door or blurevents.com/Omaha.
Hold on, Jay Foreman.
What's up?
You watching what Nick doing over here?
No. Oh, that's impressive.
That is aggressive.
It's aggressive, but it's an impressive.
That is aggressive.
Very delicate, man. He needs his own YouTube channel. And
Jay Foreman, are you a mayo on cheeseburger guy?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Austin,
I'm a Miracle Whip guy.
No, mayonnaise is not my favorite.
Okay. I just.
What about you?
No. Man.
I like some Miracle Whip.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, Jay.
Yeah.
No. I went to Wendy's. They put mayo on my hamburger. I was mad.
Oh, I get it on the side.
No.
Yeah.
No. No. Nick doubled up the burger, though.
Yeah.
And he doubled the cheese.
Yeah.
Like he,
that's called the Nick Sainer goal line stand.
Yeah,
you're gonna be backed up.
That's the catcher special.
Yeah, that's what you call it. I take the catcher special.
Hey, I'm trying to bulk up, man. I'm wearing down at the end of season.
You remember what was it last year? DP they kept track of how many Jello shots.
Yeah, it's up.
Crazy.
It's up.
Yeah,
the website's up. Yeah, the website's up. I'll find out what it is.
People come here and lose their mind, man. But, look, it's a week-long celebration, almost 2 weeks long celebration of, you know, said universities making it. And so it's always something that people both locally, nationally, and regionally look forward to coming on. Because there's a lot of people that still come here, DP, even though their team doesn't make it. They are a yearly trip. It's no different than the NCAA or the college football championship.
So at 5 o'clock, just released.
Yeah.
And, again, $5 Jello Shot Challenge. Mm-hmm. At the bottom of the pit was the first team out, which was Virginia, at 1,231. Number two, second team out, North Carolina State in 1923. And of everybody else left, now here's how it rolls. Florida at 25-29. Florida State. What is wrong with Florida? What are y'all doing at the bottom of the seven? With 3,087, North Carolina 3,805. Kentucky at 41-51, Texas A&M at 43-67, and sitting up top, Rocky Top.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Strong.
Tennessee is up by 3,200.
But that's what happens, DP, when you win your first 3,200. Two games. You get a lot. You gotta find what you gotta do to buy the time, man.
Well, you showing off.
Yeah.
You showing off.
And that's gonna get multiplied too.
And then who's doing this where they're paying twice the shot price? They're paying $10.
Oh, okay, so yeah, Tennessee is paying double the price. Tennessee's paying $10.
Uh-huh.
So half will go to the bar, half will go to the collective.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a gas station chain in Tennessee,
yeah,
that is buying $10,000 worth and taking them back to Tennessee for fans to buy in the gas station.
There you go.
Bill Tiff.
Wait a minute. As my nephew would say, WAYMINT. Wait a minute. You telling me that they are going to buy the shots that are frozen here, refrigerated here so that they're fresh, because they don't want – somebody is going to take them, put them in a car, and drive back to Tennessee with them?
They'd probably be on dry
ice. Rumor has it.
They'd be on dry ice, man.
Y'all wild.
Tennessee, baby.
That lets you know Tennessee's mentality here. They're here for a party.
A good time and a long time.
Oh, my goodness.
They think they're just going to win the whole thing.
Yeah, like – Crowbait says, Miracle Whip on a monster burger with lettuce and tomatoes,
there it
please.
Is. There you go, Crowbait.
You know. Like, I don't. I can't. Jay?
Have you ever?
I can't.
Have you ever? Want, change your
I
life?
Told you, once accidentally, there, and you, they put it on there. And
Wendy's don't count, though.
I wanted to declare war. I literally threw a grown-up tantrum. Like, what are you trying to do to me, man?
Exactly. They're trying to convert you.
No, I don't. Listen, I take enough grief on my steak. I'm not gonna put mayo on my cheeseburger.
Oh, you like yours well done, don't you?
I am that dude.
And you too, Austin.
And I.
No, I was just wondering what DP's steak take was.
Oh, I'm. Listen, man. My grandmother loved me.
And
she didn't want none of that extra stuff on the plate. Listen, man, baby, we cook it. You know how I want my chicken? You know how I want it? Burnt. Listen, extra on the grill. Leave it in the fryer. Extra 30 seconds. Don't send my wings out here on time. Right. I don't need them early.
You need overtime.
Hey, man, listen. I need them at the top of the fryer. For 30 seconds. Yeah. I need for them wings to tell me,
extra
hey, listen,
crispy.
Don't show up till you're ready. I need you at the top, and then we'll get it done. Listen,
will tell you when they're done.
Yeah, like, listen, I don't want none of this kind of cooked food, somewhat cooked food, a little cooked food. Listen, man, that's why the kids say he in there cooking. That's how I want it. I want it cooked. Leave me alone. Look, I don't need to know what the juice is. You can call it what you want. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want it. And listen, don't be offended when I ask for the A1. Don't be offended. Because it's going to happen. Don't be offended.
Don't be offended.
Listen to me, man. So I told you, I'm not playing with y'all. Don't be offended. You can marinate it.
Do it
you
all.
You can season it. You can fillet. You can do all of that. You can do all of that. Guess what I'm going to do with it?
Dip it in the A1.
A1, baby! I wear a shirt to barbecue.
Oh, my God.
Well done and A1. And I dare you to say something. And I spell it something. Say something.
You know what's funny is that I used to be like that, man. And then, until I had my first one, medium well, and then I went medium, and then I'm a medium guy.
I don't want nothing medium, man.
I like it medium.
I understand. I'm not telling nobody else how to eat.
Right.
I'm not telling you how to eat. Hey, Nick, double mayo, baby.
Yeah.
Double mayo, double the burger, double the cheese, double the pickle. Do all of that.
Since we up here at CWS, DP, what is your ideal baseball in the park meal, or what would you get?
Oh, I would cheat.
Yeah, just no holds barred.
I would cheat.
What is it?
Because I would go. There are two things that I would do that if I could and get away with it. There's three ideal ballpark meals from around the country. One, I'm going to go to New York, but I'm not going to Citi Field. I'm going to Yankee Stadium.
Right.
But before I go in the stadium, I'm going to find me two dudes with a cart.
Right.
With a hot dog cart outside of Yankee Stadium. And what I need is, I don't need a new cart. I need an old, beat up, raggedy cart that has lot. Listen.
Yeah, you got to hit the side to get
listen,
get it going.
I need him to struggle. I need for him to under. Yeah. Like, I need the door, the flap to have a conversation when it. And then I'm going to sneak that into Yankee Stadium. I'm going to sneak those outdoor hot dogs.
Yeah.
They're better. I'm going to go to Camden Yards. I'm going to go down the street. And there's a little spot about a quarter of a mile from Camden Yards that makes fresh crab cake sandwiches. on game day. Hey, sir, listen, bro, you my best friend. I always tip extra in advance.
Yeah.
I don't even have to wait for the sandwich for me to tip him extra. I'm going to tip him. And I'm paying the dude outside of Yankee Stadium indoor stadium prices.
Right.
Because he only could charge me like $250 for the hot dog outside. I'm going to give him $750, $10, depending on where we are and what day it is.
Right.
The crab cake dude, oh, you getting a $10 tip, partner. Yeah. I don't need a side. I don't need french fries. I don't need chips. Don't need none of that. None of that. And then finally, if we get a chance, go back down to Houston. Go to Minute Maid Park. Because the best nachos in all of baseball exist at Minute Maid Park.
They are known for those.
And they will hit you on a special day with nachos and tequila. Mm. On special game day. If they really, when they win in World Series, it's tacos and tequila.
Right.
But just in general, nachos and tequila. And you walk in and listen. This is the one where you get it. But you have to get it like 45 minutes before the game.
Right.
So you can go to your seat, spread out.
Right.
Eat it proper. Not have nobody's getting away your elbows.
Some elbow room.
Right? Like, I don't need – look, I don't need no accidents.
Yeah.
I don't need no accidents with my nachos. And then they will give you in-stadium margaritas that are just exceptional.
Yeah, that's a staple.
Just exceptional. So that's the big three. For Major League, like for baseball, for food. I haven't had a good meal in a College Station ever.
Yeah, well, I don't ever. I don't think you can expect that because college kids eat anything. They get a little beer in their system, they eat anything.
I've never had a good a never good meal.
You can put some sugar on dirt, they'd eat it.
Oh, they really don't even try.
Yeah.
Don't even try. And listen, folks in Nebraska get mad at me when I talk about. You know, Husker hot dogs, man. These Nebraska hot dogs.
You didn't listen, mean the red ones?
You know, man, listen, I wasn't going to say it out loud, but you said, since you said it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm going to go ahead and identify it.
You don't like the red ones?
No, man. I told you, I don't need no extra color on my plate.
They're a staple, though. They're like
the
Runza.
No, man. Listen, staple. Go ahead and staple, Jay Foreman.
Have you had a Runza?
No. Yeah, I had a Runza in the stadium and wasn't happy.
Well, you said you got it inside. You need to go to a Runza.
I will run this French fries save it.
Yes. And their burgers are on point, too.
Right, right. But the problem with that is it's the second best, third best burger because Culver's has the better burger.
Right.
Runza's burger is good.
Yeah.
But it's not Culver's good, and it's certainly not Mary Ellen's or Soul Food Casino good. So that's the real balance is when I want a real good burger.
That's where you're going.
I got it.
Yeah, man. I mean,
they're going to be mad at me on the text line. I understand. Yeah.
My man Huck said he's going to a Cubs game. I got the answer for you, Huck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you go to a Cubs game, you got to get a Chicago dog.
The worst.
No, the best.
Oh.
Chicago dog.
Because they're going to put things on your hot dog.
They actually used to have a place here that used to sell Chicago dogs.
But they're going to put stuff on your hot dog. Nick, have you gone to Wrigley yet?
He's a Cubs
and
fan.
And I bet he put – tell me what you put on your hot dog.
You ever had a Chicago dog?
Did you have pickles? Do you have pickles?
Nick, have you ever had a Chicago dog?
Yeah.
Number five.
Tell me. Yeah, there we go.
There I am.
There we go.
You guys, this is going to be an unpopular opinion. I put mayonnaise.
See, I knew it. I knew it. I was going to say it, and
I'm
didn't want
– I'm officially done with
this. Listen, man, I told you.
Mayonnaise on a hot dog is delicious.
Can you be more the stereotype?
Here I am.
Can you, like, you are the walking stereotype.
My man delicious. Earthquake Glass said he wants an M&N sandwich. What is that?
M&N?
M&N sandwich.
I have no idea. Eric out here talking about you, man.
Yeah, Nick.
Eric talking about you.
If I find one time that I ever am talking on these airwaves and Eric isn't typing away. Eric don't mean it, though.
He's a keyboard warrior.
Here's the thing, Nick, I've never met somebody to put
mayonnaise on their hot dog.
Well, there's a lot of people that do it. A lot of people
In public?
In front of God and everybody?
I actually did it just today.
Earthquake Lou was here Friday.
Yes, he was.
And I saw him kind of eyeball you as you were eating Friday. So maybe he
– Did you put mayonnaise on your hot dog Friday?
I do every single time. That's why he was staring at it. Every single time. See, the good thing about Blur, they got the Hellmann's, too. It's got to be the Hellmann's mayonnaise.
Oh, you scientific with it.
Oh.
Yeah, it can't be Miracle Whip.
Oh, you made my stomach hurt. That made my stomach hurt.
It's got to be
the Hellmann's. Hellmann's.
It's got to be the Hellmann's.
Listen, on a 90-degree summer.
Yeah. But here's what he trusted the vendors with mayonnaise. Stomach of steel.
Boy.
But here's the thing. The way that everything was perfect, he didn't done them packets before.
Oh man,
those were a pain in the behind.
He don't even know the date on them package, man.
No, but so far so good.
It only take one, bro.
If you go to Chicago, you got to get a Chicago dog.
Well, that's the plan.
That's one of the best.
That's the plan.
Dogs I didn't have, man.
Yep. Everybody knocks it until they try it.
Yeah, Crowbait, I'm with you, bro. Like,
Whopper has mayo, Curtis says. No mayo on his.
Why are we out on mayo?
M&N was on 27th Street and died when it woke.
That is a cultural thing, Nick Sainer. You're young and not traveling.
Unknown Texter said he saw a lady putting mayonnaise on her hot dog at PBA once, and she looked at me, and I gave her the disappointment and head shake. I love it. 8985. That's the best text line we've had. Just imagine somebody giving you the stank eye. You look at him, and he's like,
mm, you know, "What I do is I continue to put the mayonnaise on, and I eat it still."
No, the one that's online where the guy was at the Yankees game, and he had the hot dog and a beer.
Yeah.
And he dipped the hot dog in the beer and then ate the hot dog.
Yeah, that's – you're trying to do too much. You're looking for attention.
I mean, he dipped the hot dog in the beer, then ate the hot dog.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Yeah. You're looking for attention.
It's not worse than mayo,
bro. Okay. What's worse, the hot dog in the beer or that lady at the U.S. Tennis Open that dipped her chicken tender in her Pepsi?
This is when I say them's your people.
I wasn't going to say them's your people.
Jay.
You're right, Nick.
Okay, so when I moved to Utah, they had a whole culture of really weird things that I had to get used to. Like the first time, so Jell-O with fruit in it.
Yeah, delicious.
But lettuce.
Not delicious.
He said, hey, these two dudes quit. Oh, yeah, delicious. Yep. The negative.
And then.
Negative.
Or orange Jell-O with carrots.
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, Jay.
It's not that great. It's not my favorite. The stuff with the fruit in it's better, but I've seen orange with carrots in it.
And it's regular. Like, I mean.
Where do you guys get these meals at?
No, this was in Utah. I'm talking about him. Well, you know.
Any church potluck ever.
Yeah.
That's fair. You know what? That is true. Reassess where you're going to church. That is fair. And then, look at you. Look at the Catholic Church just stood up.
1517 would like a word.
But their big thing was getting, and it struck me because she would get French fries, and it would be a whole family who would get French fries and a Frosty.
And then dip it in the Frosty?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Wait, Jay.
French fries and a
no
and
burger,
a frosty.
No sandwich, no
I'm
sandwich.
I'm in. No.
So it's salty and it's sweet. You don't get the whole fry, just the end.
Yeah. If you go to a local establishment, French fries and ice cream.
I'm just saying.
Gotta be a crispy enough fry though.
Yep. Salty enough, crispy enough.
Gotta be able to hold together in that shape.
Oh, Gus Mohawk, you out here raising you causing chaos. You choosing chaos. He says, are we in or out with casseroles? I lived in Utah for far too long to be out with casseroles because every meal is a casserole.
Every meal is a casserole. Once a quarter on casserole.
Every meal.
But it's a casserole. It's not a hot dish. If you call it a hot dish, you are wrong. It is called a casserole.
Yeah, I'll deal with that. But
No. They called it church. Wait a minute. Church potatoes? Church potatoes. Oh, it This was, again, the big baking pan. The Tupperware, right?
Yeah.
Right? With cut potatoes or shredded potatoes, several kinds of cheese, and then either a sour cream or a cream with the cheese, and then like a seasoning on top that you bake. And it's like hash browns.
And cheesy potatoes.
Like, yeah cheesy potatoes, but yeah. They always called them church potatoes because that's usually where we were going.
Like
and that was like, Jay Foreman,
it
listen.
Like a recipe for diarrhea.
You talk about the cookout?
If you just Google diarrhea, that meal right there just said, you know what? Just eat and then flush it out right there. That is not conducive to my body. There is no way in the world. Here's the funny thing.
And
I'm
no sodas.
It's a
cleanse. And no sodas it's to wash
cleanse.
It. Like,
there's nothing
like
wrong with it.
What?
It's a cleanse. There's
I'm listening
wrong
to these stories.
Aaron Rodgers' favorite.
And I still talk about when I saw a friend's wife who was from Oklahoma literally take the shell off a blue crab and ate everything else. I'm talking about
the mustard and
the brain. And I sat there in amazement.
Oh,
and I'd never seen anything about it because I
thought
that's
a little too much.
I thought the lungs was I was
yeah
told,
like you
I,
no
I was,
pull
I was,
them.
I was told it was dead man's meat. I thought my grandma said
don't eat a dead man's finger. They would like literally
tell
you.
They would say
they would literally tell you.
That's what they told us out on the East Coast. So they told us
in Maryland where crabs exist,
right.
They're not eating it. I'm just like I guess apparently when you're getting over the mountain, the migration across the mountain, that message ain't get here.
Lost in translation.
Like,
lost and never been back. And it was and she was a full adult. I looked at her and she was like, "I'm country from Oklahoma. We eat everything." You know what?
But you don't have to.
Exactly. And she definitely didn't have to because her husband worked at the bank. I said, "Listen, I told myself, you know what? You are the perfect example of Oklahoma."
Oh.
Yep. Exactly.
I'm
glad we didn't send you that in Stillwater.
I'm happy.
That makes my that really makes my stomach. To understand somebody eating that.
Yes.
I just don't like it goes to get literally from age 4, my first crab excursion.
Yeah.
Like to understand, like boy, let me show you.
Yeah.
We're gonna go through this, but no other way. And then I realized that one is a lot of work. Especially when you had little hands.
Yeah.
Because you cut everything.
Yeah.
And then, season, like we had to obey.
Yeah.
And if you, Austin and Nick, if you've never had an Old Bay seasoning cut, you haven't experienced the highest level of pain that known to man.
Yeah.
Oh, when you got a cut and then Old Bay gets in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's no fun.
We put that on the fish every now and then.
I had Old Bay sunflower seeds back in my baseball playing days sometimes.
Good.
Not bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Old Bay seeds popular.
So essentially, before we go to break, I'm at amazement right now, folks. I'm amazed at some of the things I've heard out of some of my colleagues' mouth. But I am fully convinced here. As far as 93.7 the ticket.
Oh man.
You're Will Levis.
Oh man.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh,
I do enjoy mayonnaise, and you can see it.
No. That Nick, that is those are statements. Those are statements.
You will never see me put mayonnaise in a coffee.
You'll never eat a whole banana.
What do you do with the banana thing?
Yeah, eat it, peel and all.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Yeah, see, that didn't work out for him.
He thought that was going to get him drafted in the first round.
I broke up with a cheerleader who put mayo in her coffee.
Yeah, I'm out on that. See, I would never even think about that.
Imagine after a really good date. And everything's cool. Like, you having breakfast.
And that's how you wake
up
in the morning?
And woke, and it was like, and she, Jay.
You didn't bring the miracle
she,
whip
she
up
was,
here?
She was a 9.
They're out of helmets,
at
too.
Like 7:30.
Yeah.
At 8:30? Bruh, I know I left skid marks getting out of there.
Yeah,
oh, she was back on the market, bruh. She was out of the game.
Anyways, man, listen. The menu varies from person to person, coast to coast. But it's with all love. But we're going to take a quick break, come back, and maybe preview this game. Also talk about a little quarterback stuff. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, Old School. We'll be right back.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.